When I was in elementary school, I remember vividly just walking and having very kind of in-depth conversations with my mom about just a bunch of things, but the backdrop had always been rubble.
Diana Hernandez remembers counting the crack vials and needles she would see on the sidewalks in her neighborhood. Today, she walks through a very different South Bronx.
Wow, I can't believe it. Three floors, one more to go.
She's in a brick building in the middle of a gut renovation on Walton Avenue, steps away from the traffic and noise of 149th Street in Mott Haven. Hernandez is now an assistant professor of sociomedical sciences at Columbia, where she's taught for the last 5 years. But that's only her day job.
I also am a real estate investor.
In the last 4 years, she's bought and renovated three buildings in the area. This one on Walton Avenue is her latest. She says her real estate work brings out a very specific side of her.
I think one of the first things that registered to me, and I think this is kind of more recent, is I'm a boss. You know, like my contractors are like la jefa.
But she's not necessarily your typical New York developer. As she pours me a cafecito in her apartment, she tells me she's been thinking about the connection between community and housing for her entire life.
I grew up in Section 8 housing, and I remember spending time thinking about, well, if I had this wing of the building, I would close this door and move my family here and do this. And so I had always been kind of re-envisioning space that way.
Her mom had the opportunity to buy a home through a program run by an alliance of South Bronx churches that built homes for low-income families on vacant land.
I saw a pusher in my mom. I saw a visionary in my mom because the home that she ultimately purchased wasn't even erected yet. And we would pass by just the lot. And, you know, there was always this vision for what could be even when it wasn't there.
When she was 13, they moved into their new apartment with enough space for Diana and her three siblings. At 16, she graduated from high school and began attending Hunter College, where she studied sociology. In college, she read books like Jonathan Kozol's Amazing Grace about extreme urban poverty in the South Bronx. And she realized, oh, this is about me.
I was in an urban studies class, and we had to look at census tract data. And it occurred to me that I lived in that South Bronx. I don't know how I had grown up for so many years, like with all of these kind of issues very present, and hadn't been cognizant of the dire kind of, I mean, people were writing about the Bronx at that point.
Then at 19, Hernandez began her PhD in sociology at Cornell. The more she learned, the more she thought about where she came from.
I know I realized that I wanted to come back in the summer of 2004 because I had been studying urban poverty issues, but I was also living the dichotomy of privilege and disadvantage. And I was frustrated and embarrassed in some ways by what the Bronx was.
So in 2009, she came back. And then in 2012, she bought her first building in Mott Haven, and then her second, and then a third. After renovating the second building, she moved into the top floor. Now she's trying to balance many roles: South Bronx native, resident, professor at an Ivy League school, and real estate developer. Thinking about housing and gentrification is both her business and her academic passion. Hernandez rents her units at market rate, but she wants to make sure people from her community can stay there, even as it changes.
I don't privilege outsiders in the ways that some landlords might, especially as neighborhoods transition. Landlords do have a say in how they curate their buildings, and even though housing discrimination is illegal, it happens, and it happens in these really subtle ways.
As the Bronx changes, Hernandez wants residents to be able to stay. And she wants to see people who got out and thrived like she did to come back and give back. More Bronxites to get in on the ground floor of this moment the South Bronx is having, because that could be better for everyone. For WNYC, I'm Sophia Palisa-Kerr.